Lord Jesus, we come before your mercy seat this morning.
当洪水泛滥的时候,
when there is this great flood, we know that the Lord is still reigning on the throne.
在这个战事就要来的面前,
and before the war begins,
我们知道唯有认识耶和华的子民要刚强行事,
and we know only those who know the Lord will do things in strength. Lord, may your children all rise up to pray. That by faith and through prayers, that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray for every soldier in the battlefield.
不叫那些无辜的生命平白的浪费了他们的生命。
And we pray that no life will be lost in vain.
求你帮助他们。
Lord, help them.
在最轻的伤害底下，能够将需要处理的人能够解决。
And lessen the life loss so that those who have to be dealt with will be dealt with.
不叫任何一个无辜的生命在那里丧失了他该有的生命。
No innocent life will be lost.
我们为着属你的儿女在战场上的，我们也要特别为他们祷告。
And we pray for those who belong to you, they are in the battleground.
为着他们的家庭，我们来祷告。
We pray for their households.
主啊，借着这样子的危机，让你的儿女们起来祷告。
Oh Lord, through this crisis, stir up the children of God to pray.
你应许我们父所交给你的，你要保守他们，一个也不失落。
Lord, you have promised that those who have given to your hand, you will not let them to go away.
虽然盗贼来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Although the thief comes to steal, to destroy and to kill.
而神的儿子来是要叫人得生命。
But the Son of God comes for man to have life.
我们求你恩待所有在战场上的人。
So Lord, we ask you to be gracious to those who are in the battleground.
让这件事情有你的结局。
And so that all these things may end in you.
让这件事情在你的掌握和旨意之中。
And so that you may lay hold of this thing in control.
不让人越过了你给的范围。
And do not allow men to go beyond what you have permitted.
更不让仇敌任意的破坏和伤害。
And do not allow the enemy to destruct and destroy willingly.
求你保守这件事情。
Lord, we ask you to keep this whole matter.
教导你的教会如何祷告。
And teach your church to pray.
将你的儿女们的腰带都束紧起来。Oh
Lord, help us all to gird our loins.
我们不仅仅为他们祷告，我们为你整个国度祷告。Only
we pray for them, we pray for your entire kingdom.
我们为我们的自己和我们的家人也祷告。And
we pray for ourselves and our own households.
是的，愿你的旨意行在地上。
如同行在天上。Yes, Lord, we ask your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
救我们脱离一切的凶恶。Deliver
us from all evils.
奉主耶稣基督的名。We
pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 有一位神的仆人在他写一篇祷告的文章。
And there's a servant of God who wrote an article about prayers. And right at the beginning, and he asked a question.
好的，到底什么事情最激励我们来祷告？
And he said exactly what stirred up most the desire to pray.
我们都知道祷告的重要。
And we know the importance of prayer.
我们都知道祷告可以把神的旨意实现在地上。
And we know that when we pray, God's will be done on earth.
我们都知道祷告可以把神的祝福带下来。
And we know prayers can bring down God's blessings.
我们很多人都去讲祷告的重要性。
And so many people talk about the importance of prayer.
但是常常有一件事情发生在我们的身上。
But then so often this thing repeatedly happened on us.
我们明明知道祷告的重要。
And even though we know the importance of prayer,
但是我们却常常不祷告。
But then so often we don't pray indeed.
所以这位作者一开头他就问，到底什么事情会让我们想祷告？
And so the author asked in the beginning, right at the beginning, what caused us to pray?
甚至很多的人来到他的面前告诉他说，我们在难处中，请你为我祷告。
And so even so many people would need and come to ask him, and please pray for us because of our needs.
甚至很多人在难处中的时候，他也说我需要祷告。
And when many people are in hardship, they confess that they need to pray.
对，牧师常常就把他叫下来。
But then the prayer will stop them and ask them to come.
他说你的两个眼睛看着我的两个眼睛。
He said, why don't you look into my eyes?
告诉我。
Tell me.
你真的好好花功夫祷告的吗？
And have you ever spent time to pray?
弟兄姊妹，这常常是我们的问题。
And so often this is our problem as well.
我们知道祷告的重要。
We know the importance of prayers.
我们也觉得我们需要祷告。
And we also know that we need to pray.
但是却我们很少祷告。
But then we rarely pray.
所以这个牧师一开头他就问，到底什么事情会让我们真正的来祷告？
So right at the start, the pastor asked, what caused us to pray?
到底什么事情会让我们真正热切的来祷告？
And what would drive us into fervently praying?
好的，我不管你们的答案是什么。
And it doesn't matter your answer.
我的答案是，当祷告蒙垂听的时候。
And he said that my answer is that when my prayers is answered.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的祷告常常被神垂听。
And if our prayers are answered often by the Lord.
它本身就会刺激我们来祷告。
And itself will stir up to pray even more.
那就亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters,
还不光是一件事情吸引我们祷告。
But it's not only a thing that attracts us to pray.
宾路易斯牧曾经讲过一句话。
And Penn Lewis had talked about this one thing.
他的祷告蒙答应是一件值得喜乐的事情。
And she said that the prayer's answer is a joyful thing.
祷告蒙答应是让我们太可以来感恩的事情。
And it's a thing that we can come to give thanks.
但是他说。
But then she said,
我们借着祷告
she said through prayers,
我们遇见的那位听祷告的神是让我们更感恩的事情。
And if we could meet the Lord who pray, he hears our prayers, then it would be more thankful from us.
弟兄姊妹，这位牧师告诉我们，因着祷告得答应，会刺激他更想祷告。
And the pastor said that because his prayers got answered, so it stirred him up to pray more.
但宾路易斯摩在这里提醒我们一个更深的喜乐。
But then Penn Lewis remind us of a greater joy.
我们能遇见这位听祷告的神，是一个更大的喜乐。
That is the greater joy is that we can meet up with this Lord who hears our prayers.
很多神的儿女们在平常的时候不会想到祷告。
And so many children of God do not know how to pray during the normal time.
而拦树把我们逼到有一天我们膝盖跪在他面前的时候。
But only when hardship drives us to come before the Lord on our knees.
稀奇的事情，就算拦树没有过去。
And marvelously, even hardship remains.
但是我们这个人却被改变了。
But then our beings are altered.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们太大的恩典。
And because this is the great grace the Lord has prepared for us.
所有在祷告中真遇见听祷告的神的人。
And everyone who pray and meet up with the Lord who answer prayer.
他的生命和生活不可能不改变的。
And it's impossible for him, for his life not to change and his lifestyle.
其实几个礼拜以前，神就是在我里面放了一个负担，叫我交通一次教会的祷告。
A few weeks ago, the Lord had put a burden on me to share about prayers.
没想到我一交通的时候，我觉得是神不过是开的一个起头。
But then a few weeks ago, when I began to share, then I realized that the Lord only had a beginning on me.
我原来以为最多我只要讲一次到两次就可以。
In the beginning, I thought I could only talk about one time or twice.
但是我现在我知道我至少要讲六次到八次了。
But now I know that the Lord has given me the burden to talk about six or eight times.
我学习顺服圣灵在我里面给我的带领和要求。
And I want to learn to obey the Holy Spirit's leading.
同样我也敬重圣灵在我们中间正在做的工作。
And I also honor the Lord what he is doing in our midst right now.
因为我发现一件非常稀奇的事情。
And because I discover a marvelous thing.
也许主特别恩待我们。
And perhaps the Lord has special grace prepared for us.
他回来的脚步和
And because we know his footsteps is near,
我们剩下的日子几乎是可以数得出来的。
And we can almost count the days remaining on earth.
他为了要加速我们的学习。
But in order to speed up our learning before him,
他好像也特别容许了一些的环境出现在我们的周围。
As if he has allowed a special circumstance to fall on us nowadays.
很多人在工作上发生的问题。
And so many people discover job problems.
有的人甚至掉了他的工作。
And some people even lose their jobs.
有的人身体有一些的不舒服。
And or some people are sick suddenly.
有些人甚至严重到要紧急送到医院里去。
And some people are taken to emergency hospitals.
可能在家庭的里面也有一些的难处出现。
Now perhaps some hardship rise up in each family.
一个不认识的神的人在这样子的环境里面，我们就是埋怨和一脚踢翅。
And for the person who knows not God, then they will complain and they will kick against the goal.
但如果我们从神的角度来看这些的话，我们知道神爱我们。
But with God's perspective, we know God is loving us.
没有多少的时间和机会我们可以再浪费了。
And not much time or chance we can squander away.
每一个难处和挑战的后面都是神特别的产业要赐给我们。
And on the back of every suffering, the Lord has given us a great promise to bless.
我们 看见这些有难处的弟兄姊妹们
and so when we hear and look at these brothers and sisters who are in hardship
一面我们心疼
and on one hand our heart aches
另一面我们又敬拜神在他们身上的恩典和工作
but then on the other hand we worship the Lord because of his work、the work he's doing on them
看见他们屈膝在神的面前
and when we see people begin to fall on the knee
看见他们借着祷告如何经历了神真是听祷告的神
and how they begin to pray and experience the greatfaithfulness of the Lord answering his prayers.
林真弟兄跟艾文姊妹礼拜五真的跟我们分享了他们孩子的见证。
And Brother Lin and Brother and Sister Lin have shared with us on Friday night about the condition of their child.
要我们任何人有了一个这样子的孩子，我们都提心吊胆。
And if our child suffer the same sickness, then we often will be so fearful.
像个定时炸弹一样，随时可以休克。
And just like a time bomb that we don't know when he will pass out.
可以在学校，可以在马路，可以在家里，可以在 Target supermarket 里面昏倒。
And he could pass out anywhere, anytime.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等不容易的环境。
And it is such a difficult thing to deal with.
你看见我们弟兄姊妹怎么样靠着神的恩典和众圣徒的祷告，他们能够在里面站起来。
But then when we look at our brothers and sisters to rise up because they pray and because of the support of the prayers of the saints.
我也很听到好多的弟兄姊妹祷告的见证。
And we hear many testimonies of prayers these days.
礼拜我听到国豪弟兄说他这个礼拜工作里面每一件事情好像都不顺利。
And Friday we heard Brother Robin gave a testimony how difficult his work had become in his working place.
礼拜三他跟他的姊妹淑美一起跪在主的面前，把他每一个 case 都祷告过。
And but when on Wednesday night he prayed with his wife and item by item about everything.
弟兄姊妹，就算我没有听到神帮他从难处里面带出来。
But even without hearing the end of his prayers,
光我听到他跟他的姊妹一起跪下来，为着他们的环境，为着他手中每一个 project 一个一个祷告，我心里面就敬拜神。
And I worship the Lord only, it's enough for me to worship the Lord when I hear that the both of them, husband and wife, pray before the Lord item by item.
弟兄姊妹，礼拜五的回馈聚会不是要叫你们在这里回馈余基兄说了什么。
And Friday night, the message feedback is not for you to remember or review what brother you had talked about.
而是一个挑战，让我们不仅仅听到，我们去行道。
But it's a challenge on everyone that not only we hear the message, but we will practice it.
我们不仅仅知道神的应许和祝福在哪里。
Not only we know God's promise and blessings,
而我们真正起来走路，让脚掌所踏之地能够成为我们的产业。
But we'll rise up and to experience wherever we step upon, it has become our inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，所有在地上在应许之地起来走路的人。
And everyone, according to the promise, walk on the promised land.
神应许我们，脚掌所踏之地都给我们。
And the promise of the Lord is that everywhere we step our foot on is our inheritance.
另外一面，当我们走的时候，一定有难处。
And on the other hand, when we begin to walk, we will face difficulty.
因为迦南美地，迦南七族守在那里。
And because the Canaanites are guarding the place.
但是神也应许我们。
But then God also promised.
在我们今生的日子，没有一个人可以在我们面前站立得住。
And in our days, the Lord promised that no one can stand against us.
所以礼拜五聚会开始，很多小组可能都碰到挑战跟困难。
And so on Friday night, small groups and perhaps many meetings have faced difficulty.
我们觉得不知道要交通什么。
And we do not know how to share.
我们不知道怎么去这个聚会。
And we do not know how to gather before the Lord in this group.
弟兄姊妹，我们再不接受这个挑战的话。
But then, brothers and sisters, if we don't accept this challenge,
我们再不跨过这个坚固的营垒的话，
and if we don't overcome this mighty fortress,
我们的脚不可能在迦南美地走得出来。
And then our feet cannot, it's not possible for our feet to walk through a path on the land of Canaan.
我们要听到，也要行道。
And we must hear the message and practice them.
我们要有信心，也要有行为。
And we must have faith and we also must have deeds.
我们要有应许，我们也要有实际的生活。
And we must have the promise, but we also must have practical livings.
所以我们都起来学。
So let us all rise to learn this.
有一个在别的教会，在美国教会里面的主日学啊。
And there was a person who go to a Sunday school in another American church.
那天主日学老师跟这些小朋友们讲到但以理的故事。
And one day the teacher was teaching to the students the story of Daniel.
也告诉他们怎么样子有那个power的那个有权柄的祷告。
The teacher told them how to pray in power and with authority.
像但以理祷告了以后，狮子不来伤害他。
And just like after Daniel had prayed, the lion's mouth was shut up.
他那天回家,
but then that day he went home.
他因为调皮被他妈妈处罚,
and because he was rather naughty and he was suffering punishment from the mom.
他妈妈心情也不好, 骂了他, 说你回房间去。
And the mother did not have a good mood. After she scolded him and said, go back to your room.
本来在房间非常 upset.
And so he was upset in his room.
突然想起主学老师讲那个祷告要有权柄。
And suddenly he remembers the Sunday school teacher said one must pray with authority.
当然他自己也知道自己错，但是他就写了一张小小的信。
And so of course he realized what mistake he made, so he started to write a letter.
他就跑出来，跑到厨房交给他妈妈，他就跑回去了。
And to give that note to the mother, and in the kitchen, and then he returned to his room.
他上面写，他说 Dear mom, please pray this prayer and mean it. 就是你好好祷告我底下写的祷告词。 而且要认真的祷告。
And so he asked his mom to pray seriously of what he writes following.
他的妈妈就往下看了，底下就是他写的祷告词。
And the mother began to look down and what kind of prayers her son wanted her to pray.
他底下写说, Dear God, please help me to be nice to Helen. Amen. 他上面写说，亲爱的神啊，求你帮助我，能够让我对Helen好一点。 Amen.
And so she wants her mom to be nice to her, so she wrote that prayer for her mom.
她妈妈一看就笑起来。
And her mom begins to smile again.
大概也想到自己刚才虽然生气，但是态度有点过头了。
And then she remembers that although she was angry, but then her attitude was a little too strong.
祷告 it worked.
And then prayer works for Helen.
所以小朋友们祷告神也听的。
Little friends, God also listened to your prayers. But don't write the same similar notes to your mom, everyone, tonight.
神听我们每一个人的祷告。
And we know God hears everyone's prayers.
所以今天我们就要来到一个关键的问题了。
And so we now come to a key question.
因为不是我们每一个祷告神都垂听。
And because not every prayer that the Lord answered.
神听到我们每一个的祷告。
It is true that God hears every prayer.
但是神不见得答应我们每一个的祷告。
But not to say that God answered every prayer we pray.
所以你从某一个角度来说，神垂听我们每一个祷告。 Yes.
So if you take it like if God hears every one of my prayers, it is true.
但是神实现或者照着我们的应许我们的祷告，那就不见得是真的。
But that is not to say that God will answer every prayer according to what we want.
有些是神那一面的原因,
and sometimes God had a reason not to answer it a certain way.
有一些是我们这一面的原因,
but many times it's because of our part.
我今天不是在这里教弟兄姊妹怎么样子有效的祷告。
And today I'm not here to teach you how to have effective prayers.
因为圣经上早就告诉我们,
and because the Bible had told us earlier,
我们本不知道当怎样祷告。
That we do not know how to pray.
而是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
And but the Holy Spirit will use the unutterable voice to pray in us.
所以从某一面来说，我们没有一个人是祷告的专家，可以去教别人祷告。
And so on one hand, that no one is expert in prayers that we are qualified to teach others how to pray.
所以有一次有一个非常有名的这个传道人，他在一个教会里面也是讲祷告的重要。
So therefore, a person who was a very famous pastor and who is teaching the congregation to pray.
讲完以后，底下的 Q&A time的时候，有人就问：那么到底我们该怎么祷告？
And so when there's time for the people to ask questions, and people ask him exactly how we should pray.
那个传道人说 ：“It's simple.”
And then the minister said, "It is simple."
他说：“好简单啊。” Ask God.
And he said, "Just ask God."
所以我就可以上台了。
And therefore, now I can finish my message.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们都不知道怎么祷告。And
it's true that we don't know how to pray.
圣灵知道怎么样子教我们，替我们祷告。But
then the Holy Spirit will teach us and pray for us.
所以从某一面来说， 祷告不是一个什么方法的问题。
So on one hand, prayer is not a matter of method.
但是另外一面来说
But on the other hand,
祷告也是由它的法则、由它的原则存在。
And there are some guidelines and principles for us to pray.
当我们照着神的法则来祷告的时候
And if we follow God's methods to pray,
可以让我们过滤到许多祷告不蒙垂听的情形。
Then we can screen off a lot of conditions that God won't answer our prayers.
那这是我们这连续未来的三个礼拜，我们花一点点时间来看的。
And so in coming 3 weeks, we want to spend some time to talk about these.
那么第一件事情
，The first thing,
我们要远离罪恶。
That we must depart from sins.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们得救都是本乎恩。
And we know we are all saved by grace.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
And we are all sinners saved by grace.
所以我们没有一个人可以凭着自己夸口。
And so that no one can boast.
但是另外一面
But on the other hand,
当神救了我们之后
And after God had saved us,
神救我们脱离了罪的刑罚和能力
And God had delivered us out of the punishment and the power of sins.
神就不喜悦我们活在罪中。
Then God will not take delight in us living in sins anymore.
得救是一件事情。
And to be saved is a matter.
被救出来是另外一件事情。
And to be delivered out is another thing.
今天我不会游泳，我掉到了大西洋去。
And I don't know how to swim if I've fallen into the Atlantic Ocean.
两分钟内我要灭顶。
And I know that 2 minutes I will be drowned.
突然有人丢给我一个救生圈。
If someone threw me a lifesaver.
我抓住了救生圈。
I lay hold of it.
我得救了。
Then I have been saved.
但是我还在大海的里面。
But if I remain in the sea,
我还在大海的里面。
And if I remain in the sea,
但是我被人从海里面救到船上或者救到飞机上的时候。
But if I am be delivered out from the ocean and to be saved in the ship or in the plane,
我们不仅仅得救。
Then we know not only we are saved,
我们被神救出来。
But we also delivered out.
今天我们的罪被主的宝血赦免。
And today our sins are forgiven by the precious blood of the Lord.
但是你我如果还是活在罪中的话
But if you and I are still remain in sins,
神的心不能够得到满足
And God's heart will not be satisfied.
我们不能一面继续活在罪中
And we cannot allow ourselves to continue to live in sins.
而我们一面在那里哀求埋怨神为什么不听我们的祷告救我们脱离苦难
And then we would complain and murmur against God how come he does not deliver us out of sufferings
我很喜欢听 Chuck Swindoll 弟兄讲道
And I like to listen to Chuck Swindoll's message
有一次他讲道的时候
And one time he preached
他说他有一次他去看医生
And he said he went to see a doctor
因为他耳朵不太好去看耳鼻喉科
And because his ears had some problems so he went to see the respective doctor
他在候科室等待的时候
And as he was waiting for his turn
他就听见那个房间里面那个医生跟那个孩子的妈妈两个在吵架一样
And he overheard that someone the doctor was arguing with the child's mother
然后最后他就听他妈妈很大声地在那里骂那个医生
And then he heard that the mother was yelling at the doctor
他说不管如何你要叫我的儿子的耳朵再也不发炎才可以
And she said It does not matter how, but you have to stop the infection for my son's ears.
他孙道不知道里面是怎么回事，他想这个小孩子一定很可怜，一个小小的孩子耳朵常发炎。
And Chuck Swindoll did not know what's going on. He imagined that it was a young child with the ear infection inside the room.
妈妈，他就听见那个妈妈在里面喊，他说我的儿子就是喜欢游泳，我没有办法不叫他游泳。那你要叫他想办法不发炎。
And the mother.Said that my son likes to swim, and then but then you have to stop this infection, not to stop him from swimming.
孩子耳朵都发炎了。
But then the fact is that the child's ears are infected.
他还是一天到晚要去游泳。
But if he continue want to swim,
你怎么能够怪那个医生呢？
Then how can she blame the doctor?
Chuck Swindoll 以为是一个小孩子。
And Chuck Swindoll thought it was a little child.
没想到一开门出来是一个是比他还高的，大概十七八岁的一个青少年。
But then it was a teenager taller than him coming out of the room.
我们不能够了解这样子的 case.
And we cannot understand this kind of case.
这是我们自己病人的问题。
And that is something to do with the person who is sick.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就着我们得救来说
，So for us to be saved,
我们都一样，我们都是。 败坏的罪人。
And we know we are all fallen sinners.
今天，但是在神的眼中，所有得救的人。
But then in the eyes of God, for all the people who are saved,
神却在乎我们今天是不是远离罪恶。
God cares if we will be departing from sins.
所以在约翰福音第九章告诉我们，我们知道神不轻罪人。
And so John 9:31 tells us that God does not hear sinners.
唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的，他才听他。
But if anyone is a worshipper of God and does His will, He hears him.
英文里面讲到敬奉神就是 a worshipper of God, 一个敬拜神的人。
And only if one is a worshipper of God.
我们一起来看一节圣经，约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
你们在程序单上也有啊。
And it's also in the program.
约翰一书三章二十节到二十二节。
In verse 20 to 22.
就是你说到我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧的，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事情。
In whatever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight.
请注意啊，远离罪恶不是说叫我们现在要做一个十全十美的一个圣人。
And please pay attention. For one to depart from sin is not the same of asking him to be perfect and to be a holy saint.
约翰一书三章二十节告诉我们说，我们的心如果不责备我们。
And 1 John 3:20 says, confess that if our heart does not condemn us.
换句话说，我们至少要活在今天的亮光。
And in other words, that we are to supposed to live into today's condition and the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人生命的情形，在主面前活在光中的情形都不一样。
And everyone lives his life according to the light that we receive, and it's a little different.
但是圣灵在我们里面光照到什么程度，我们就要顺服到什么程度。
But wherever the Holy Spirit shined a light on, and that part you, we must learn to obey.
有一个神的儿女。
And there's a child of God.
他在日本读 PhD 的时候。
And when he was studying for his PhD in Japan.
因为学生穷，所以他有七年的时间，他坐地铁，他偷偷进去，偷偷出来，从来没买票。
And because he was a poor student, so he sneaked in and out of the subway without paying for it for 7 years long.
有一次，神保罗牧师到日本去带领一个学生特会的时候。
And one time, Pastor Paul Shen went to Japan and to preach.
那天圣灵一下子光照他。
And then on that day, the Holy Spirit enlightened that person.
七年里面，他自己里面麻痹他的良心，没有感觉。
And for 7 years, and his conscience was numb, and he did not allow him to feel anything.
而那天圣灵一下子光照的时候，他里面觉得痛苦。
But then when the Holy Spirit enlightened him on that day, he felt the pain.
他当中站起来，他认罪，他认罪的祷告。
And then he stood up in everybody's presence and he confessed his sins.
没有想到当他一认罪的时候，圣灵一下子浇灌在会场里面。
And little did he know that when he was confessing his sins, then the Holy Spirit poured down through him.
许多人都起来，一个接一个起来认罪。
Then everybody rise up one by one to confess his own sins.
整个聚会一下子被带到一个复兴的局面。
And then suddenly the Lord had brought down a great revival in the meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我们去读教会历史，我们都可以知道。
And if we study the church history, we should all know.
每一次教会复兴的时候。
Then every time when there's a revival in the church.
一定跟悔改认罪跟祷告发生关系。
It's always connected to sins confessed and prayers.
这是每一次教会复兴史里面毕竟有的两个因素。
And these are the two common factors that happens in the revival history.
认罪悔改。
To confess sins.
然后在主的面前迫切的祷告。
And then to pray earnestly before the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们祷告不听，神不听。
And dear brothers and sisters, so often our prayers did not get answered by the Lord.
我不是说这是唯一的原因，但是这是第一个原因，我们要来检查自己。
And we know that this is one of the most common problems. Now we must learn to examine ourselves.
因为圣经上告诉我们，神不听罪人。
And because the Bible tells us that God will not hear sinners.
诗篇六十六篇十八节也说，我若心里注重罪孽，神必不听。
Psalm 66 verse 18 says, if I am mindful of sin, then God will not hear me.
以赛亚书五十九章第一节到第二节也告诉我们。
Isaiah 59:1-2 says,
他说耶和华的膀臂并非短缩，不能拯救。
He said, the arms of the Lord is not shortened that he cannot save.
耶和华的耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。
It's not that the ears of the Lord is not dull that he could not hear.
我们常常觉得神好像没听见我们的祷告。
And so often we pray and then, but we hear that, we think that the Lord does not hear.
那圣经上告诉我们，神并非耳朵发沉，不能听见。
But the Bible says that the Lord's ear is not dull.
而是我们的罪孽使我们跟神隔绝了。
But there is a problem of sins that separate us from God.
而是因为我们的罪恶使神掩面不听我们。
And it's because of our sins committed, therefore the Lord will turn his face up from us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们要求神帮助我们一件事情。
And we must ask the Lord to help us this one thing.
祷告要蒙垂听。
And if we want our prayers answered,
我在说，我们不是说要当一个圣人，神才听我们的祷告。
I repeat, I'm not to say everyone must be perfect like a saint, then before God can hear our prayers.
我们要远离罪恶。
But we must learn to depart from sins.
保罗在提摩太后书第二章二十一节到二十二节告诉我们。
In Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21-22, Paul has said,
他说人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事情，就要做贵重的器。
And if one depart from sins and to entangle himself from sin, then he will become a noble vessel.
好，他底下也告诉我们，你们要逃避少年人的私欲。
And then he talked about that one must flee from the youthful lust.
同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
And to pursue with those who are pure before the Lord through his righteousness and peace.
仇敌的权势
and the power of the enemy,
仇敌本身基督在十字架上都胜过了他
and we know that Christ has overcome all and all enemies on the cross,
但是今天在我们蒙恩得救的人身上
but then on you and me, those who are saved,
要靠着我们的顺服来追求得胜的生命
and we must, by obedience, to pursue after the victorious life,
我去 Colorado 的时候，有一个弟兄他开玩笑交通说。
Last time I went to Colorado, his brother jokingly said this to me.
因为很多人都为了亚当夏娃的失败很苦恼，觉得他们为什么要失败。
And some people still complain against Adam and Eve and why they had to fail and cause us misery.
有一个弟兄说，他说如果夏娃是中国人就好了。
And a brother said, if Eve is the Chinese, it would be so good.
我们听不懂他为什么这么说。
And we did not understand what he was saying.
他说因为夏娃如果是中国人的话，他不仅仅会吃了那个果子，他连蛇一起当做补品都吃了。
And he said, not only Eve will eat that fruit that the snake gave her, but she will also eat the snake.
就没有这么多麻烦。
And then the problem solved.
弟兄姊妹，胜过罪不是靠夏娃把蛇吃掉就解决了。
And but then to overcome sins is not by Eve eating up the snake.
消极方面，神说我们要逃避。
And passively we must flee from sin.
而积极方面，神叫我们要追求。
But proactively we must pursue after the Lord.
其实很多很小的事情，我们都可以来学习。
And actually we can learn this in very many small things.
在很多的小事情上，当神责备我们的时候，我们学习顺服。
And in the small things, when the Lord rebukes us, then let us learn to obey.
你发现当神不责备我们的时候
，You discover if God is silent and not rebuking us.
圣经上说，我们就可以向他坦然无惧了。
And then the Bible says, then we'll be bold and boldly come before Him.
凡我们一切所求的，就从他得着。
Then everything we ask, we will receive from Him.
因为我们遵守了他的命令，行他所喜悦的事情。
And because we have obeyed His commandment and to do what He delights.
我常常听我父亲说， 我的奶奶她是一个非常 有信心祷告为别人医病的人。
And I often heard from my father that my grandmother has faith and she often prays for those and heal many.
她常常为别人赶鬼为别人医病。
And she even cast out demons from many and help people get healed.
但是我听说我的祖母每次去为病人祷告的时候
But I also heard that whenever my grandmother go pray for someone,
常常第一件事情叫她做的就是要先认罪悔改。
And the first thing she asks people to do is to confess their sins and repent.
不然的话我们随便为一个病人祷告不见得有什么事情发生。
And otherwise, then we can start going to lay hands on people and pray for them, but then nothing happens.
如果我们心灵里面还是那样子的败坏、眷恋、罪恶，身体得医治又为了什么呢？
And if our minds are still corrupted and our hearts are mindful of the evil things, then what is the good of us being healed physically?
但是另外一方面，弟兄姊妹就不要把这个逻辑搞错了，以为所有有生病的人都是活在罪中啊。
But then, on the other hand, do not be confused in thinking that everyone who is sick lives in sin.
我说过祷告不蒙答应有很多可能的原因。
And I said that prayers not answered have many reasons.
但是第一个最基本我们要面对的是求神光照我们是否我们仍然活在罪中不讨神喜悦。
But the first thing that we ask the Lord to enlighten on us is that if we still live in sin, then we're not pleasing the Lord.
让圣灵来做这件事情我不在这里讲什么是罪什么不是罪的
And we ask the Holy Spirit to do these things and I will no longer say what is sins and what not
弟兄姊妹我们要谦卑
But then we must humble ourselves
我们要认真
And we must be serious about this
我们要非常的认真面对这件事情
And we must be very serious to face up with this
我们持续地活在罪中我们不仅仅被神管教
And if we continuously live in sin, not only the Lord will discipline us,
而且有许多属灵的福分，祷告的祝福我们都尝不到。
But so often that we will lose all the blessings and the blessings in prayers we will not be able to have.
第二件事情
And secondly,
奉主的名
That is, we pray in the name of the Lord.
我们特别来读两处的圣经啊。
And let us read two passages.
约翰福音14章12节到14节这是我们今天的背诵经文。
John 14 verses 12 to 14 and we are supposed to remember these verses today.
我们请一起来读。
Let's read them together.
我实实在在地告诉你们我所做的事信我的人也要做并且要做这比这更大的事因我往父那里去你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就叫父因儿子得荣耀你们若奉我的名求什么我必成就然后我们再读上一次读过的马太福音十八章十八节到二十节
And let us read Matthew 18 verses 18 through 20.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要知道第二件事情，我们要看见的就是奉主名来祷告。
And second thing we must pay attention to is that we pray in the name of the Lord.
奉主的名，在我们一得救，有人就告诉我们，你要这样子祷告，像跟爸爸讲话一样，讲完以后，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
And we know right after we are saved, the people have taught us how to pray, and that is we pray to God like to the Father.And then when we end in the name of Jesus.
所以我们一开始我们就学会了奉主的名。
And so right at the start, we learn how to pray in the name of the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，奉主的名不是在乎你嘴巴说这几个字。
But then in the name of the Lord is not a matter of what you say.
一个人的名就是他的自己。
And we know that the person's name represents himself.
对不对？
Isn't it true?
国龙弟兄，请你站起来。
We ask 国龙 to stand.
You see? 这个名字跟他连起来了请坐。
And you know, the name is connected with him.
余尚贤弟兄请你站起来。 他的名字跟他这个人是一个。
And the name and him, the person, is one.
当我们在这里讲名字的时候,
and when we are calling on the name,
我们讲主的名,
and we are talking about the Lord's name,
我们奉主耶稣的名,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
今天地上所有的宗教, 很多人都相信他们的神,
and many religions on earth believe in their own God.
所以我们跟别人传福音的时候, 他常常说, 我信神, 我祷告神, 我常常都要问他, 你所说的神到底是谁?
So when we preach the gospel to some, and then they say, oh, I believe in God, and I pray to him, and I ask them, what kind of God are you believing in?
他不是一个泛称, 随便叫的。
And God is not an all-inclusive name that we can casually use.
他是那位专一独一的。
But he is the unique one.
有一次有个哲学老师他在教那个三岁跟四岁的班,
And one time a Sunday school teacher was teaching the third and fourth grade.
我不是讲我们教会的, 讲别的教会。
Not talking about our church.
那他们小朋友身上都会有一个名牌挂着。
And the children have a name tag on them.
那天突然跑进来一个新的小朋友没有名牌。
And one time a new student came into the class without a name tag.
那哲学老师为了要知道他的爸爸妈妈是谁, 花尽了功夫。
And the Sunday school teacher wanted to figure out who he belongs to, and then they spent a lot of time.
因为问他叫什么呢, 终于搞清楚他的名字叫Brian, 他知道他自己的first name.
And after quite some time, they figured out that his name is Brian.
那问他姓什么, last name 是什么, 不知道。
But when they asked him what is the last name, then Brian did not know.
后来老师就说, 那你爸爸是谁? 你的爸爸叫什么?
And the teacher said, who is your father? What's his name?
Daddy.
And then the child said his daddy.
他不知道他爸爸叫什么, 只知道他爸爸叫daddy。
And he did not know his father's name, only daddy.
那你妈妈叫什么呢?
And how do you call your mom?
Mommy.
Mommy.
那老师真的想不到他到底是谁。
And then the teacher could not find out.
他说, 哦, 对了, 你爸爸平常怎么叫你妈妈?
And then I said, oh, how did your father talk to your mother?
那三岁小孩子声音一沉, Hi, baby.
And then the little boy said, hi, baby.
他还是不知道他爸爸的妈妈,那老师搞不出他家是谁。
And the teacher still had no clue.
今天我们祷告不是泛泛地找一个宇宙中的主宰就是了。
And when we pray, we're not just to latch onto any God out there.
圣经上告诉我们,天下人间没有赐下别的名,我们可以靠着得救。
The Bible says there is no name given other, by which we can be saved.
圣经上讲得这么清楚,除他以外。
And the Bible says it clearly, no other name.
除他以外。
No other name.
弟兄姊妹,我们现在讲到奉主的名,是解决三个重要的问题。
And today when we're talking about in the name of the Lord, it solved for us three things simultaneously.
第一个解决我们资格的问题。
And the first thing deal with our qualification.
第二个解决同在的问题。
And the second solve the problem of the presence of God.
第三个解决权柄的问题。
And the third thing solve the matter of power and authority.
我们看第一个资格的问题。
And first let us look at qualification.
今天我们不靠着主的名,我们根本没有资格到神的面前。
And if we don't come in the name of the Lord, we are not qualified to come before him.
我们的罪在圣洁的神面前早就被击杀了。
And we know that if we come before the Lord, Holy God, with our sin, then we will be struck down in
the middle. 更别说我们有需要要让神来帮助我们。
Let alone we can come and tell him what our needs and ask him for help.
我们连来他面前的资格都没有, 更不要说求他的帮助。
And we know that we don't even have qualification to stand before him.
这是奉主的名第一件事情要解决的。
And so the first thing in the name of the Lord solved for us is the problem of qualification.
因为除他以外,
and because no one else
也无拯救,
can save us.
有一次有一个弟兄他坐飞机啊, 他从这个 Boston, 从 Boston 坐飞机到 Colorado 来。
And one time a brother flew from Boston to Colorado.
当他在机场里面要进飞机的时候, 发现那个机场入口突然有几个 像 FBI那样子穿着西装, 非常严肃的人走在那里。
So he was checking himself into the airport, and he found out that a few people dressed in suits looked like FBI standing guard.
他就问旁边的空中小姐说, 到底怎么回事?
And then he asked, what's going on?
他说你等一下就晓得。
And the steward said, you will know later.
所以等到他们全部都在里面经济舱什么全部都做好以后。
So after everybody filled the economic class,
突然美国福特总统前后都是保镖进来坐下去坐在头等舱
And suddenly President Ford was ushered in by a lot of people and go to the first class.
这个弟兄想说他这一辈子从来没有机会碰过美国总统
And that brother thought that all his life he never had a chance to meet up with the president.
他想难得一个机会想过去跟他打打招呼
And so he thought he would seize the moment and to say hello.
所以他就站起来往头等舱走过去
And so he stood up and then started walking to the first class.
当他才靠近这几排的时候那个保镖全部站起来把他挡住
And as he was close, a few rows away, then the bodyguards would rise up to stop him.
他就马上突然喊起来，他说：“福特总统，他说我几年以前读神学院的时候，我认识你的儿子 Mike。”
And he said, "Oh, President Ford, a few years back, and I know your son Mike in the seminary."
我是 Mike 的朋友。
And I'm Mike's friend.
福特总统马上就让他过来跟他聊聊天。And
then the Ford would just allow them to let him pass through and talk to him.
因着他儿子的名，让他有权利来到地上首领的面前。
And because of the name of his son, then he was received the authority to come before the leader of earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天凭什么来到神的面前？
And brothers and sisters, what qualifies us to come before the Lord?
不仅仅要解决一个尊贵的问题，我们没有资格到他面前。
And it's not only solving the problem for us if we are qualified or not.
而是解决一个罪的问题。
But then it dealt with the problem of sin.
那个生命本质，罪在圣洁的神面前绝对被除灭的。
And the quality of sins had to be removed before the Holy God.
但是我们今天却借着他的儿子，为我们开了一条又新又活的路。 让我们直达幔内，可以来亲近神。
But now by his son, he who opens up a new and living way for us, that we may come before the Lord straightly.
所以我们在这里第一件事情讲到解决资格的问题。
And so the first thing dealt with is the qualification.
还有两节圣经我没有写，你们如果外地礼拜我聚会可以写下来。一个是哥林多前书6章11节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11.
那你告诉我们，如今你们奉着主耶稣基督的名。 借着神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
It said, "By the name of the Lord now, and you are washed clean, and to become holy and righteous."
因着这个名，我们被洁净。And
we are purified in this name.
我们成圣、称义，可以来到神的面前。And
we are sanctified and justified.
一个是约翰一书2章12节。And
the other one is 1 John chapter
2, verse 12.
1 John chapter 2 verse 12.
弟兄姊妹可以回去自己看。
And we can go back to read it.
第二个解决的问题。
And the second thing that is solved for us.
解决同在的问题。
Is to solve for us the problem of the presence of God.
刚才我们读的马太福音18章告诉我们。
And Matthew chapter 18 told us.
无论在哪里。
And wherever you are.
在厨房也可以。
And you can be in the kitchen.
在车子里面也可以
or in a car,
在教会里面也可以
or in church,
无论在哪里
wherever you are,
只要有两三个人奉我的名聚会
only if two or three gather in my name,
就有我在他们中间
then I will be in their midst.
所以弟兄姊妹第二个 奉主名解决同在的问题
And so we know from this that the second problem solved for us is the presence of the Lord in His name.
太重要的事了，弟兄姊妹。
It is so important, brothers and sisters.
祷告如果不是在神的面前祷告。
And if we pray not in the presence of God.
我们是在对空气讲话。
Then we are just only speaking to the air.
我们是在对一个无助，不知道在哪里的，我们只是在发表我们的心愿跟感觉、感情，就是了。
Then at best we are only letting out some steam and expressing our emotion and desires.
心理学治疗也一样会叫人去试着讲自己的话，或者哭一哭、叫一叫的。
And we know some psychological treatment also asks people to just speak up from their hearts.
但是所有真正的祷告决定有对象，而且就在他面前祷告。
But then all true prayers actually have a person before him, and that is God.
所以这个礼拜的祷告会的时候，我跟弟兄姊妹交通，我说祷告第一件要解决的，解决神同在的问题。
And so last Tuesday night, when I share with brothers and sisters how we pray, we must first solve the problems of presence of God or not.
如果我们没有被在信心的里面被带到神的面前，
And if we had not been brought before God by faith,
我们的祷告常常就是字句或是习惯性的东西。
Then our prayers are often remain as words and habits.
真在信心的里面进到神圣的同在中啊。
But then if we come into the Lord's presence by faith,
弟兄姊妹，
And sometimes even silence is better than voice. And then according to his promise, by faith, we can get in touch with his holy presence. And sometimes the presence is so intense to a point that without a word, but we shed tears.
那个同在真实的道，当我们真在信心里面碰到他， 我们喜乐满意。
And as we get in touch with the Holy Presence, then our joy is overflowing.
所以彼得说，我们虽然看不到他，我们却是爱他。
And so Peter says, though we don't see him, yet we love him.
我们如今虽然不能看见， 却因为信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Though we cannot see him, but by faith, then we can have this joy unspeakable.
弟兄姊妹， 今天如果我们到地上， 任何一个王国或是领袖的办公室去，
And if we are to visit any office of the leaders of earth,
我相信当你每一个脚步更靠近他的时候，
And I believe as your footstep is drawing near him,
it doesn't
matter what country's head, if you go to see him,
每一步更靠近, 在我们里面决定有感觉。
And as if you're stepping forward closer to him and in us, there should be a feeling.
而圣经上应许我们来到这位天上万王之王, 万主之主的面前。
But then as the Bible promises that we come before the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, that any time we can come boldly before the Lord's mercy seat.
弟兄姊妹,
and we ask the Lord for such faith. And if we truly come in the name of the Lord, the Lord's promise is that I will be with you. And we will solve the problems of the presence of God.
第三个解决权柄的问题。
And thirdly, it solved for us the matter of authority.
腓立比书第二章第九节告诉我们，
And Philippians 1:9 says,
神将他升为至高，
And the Lord has exalted him high,
将那超乎万民之上的名赐给他，
And to have given him the name that is above all names.
哦，弟兄姊妹， 这个名是超乎万民之上的名。
And this name is above every name.
希伯来书第一章第四节告诉我们说， 他所承受的名， 既然比天使更尊贵。
And Hebrews 1:4 says that this, the name he received is more honorable than angels.
就远超过天使。
And then he is above all angels.
神派的一个天使就可以让亚述大军一夜之间死了18万5千个。
And one angel of the Lord can kill thousands of Assyrians.
不是说一个天使只能杀18万5千个。
It's not to say that an angel is limited of killing thousands of people.
希伯来书告诉我们，他所承受的名既然比天使更尊贵。
And the Hebrew says that since we inherit a name that is more honorable than the angels,
就远超过天使。
And then he is above all angels.
其实不光名字超越天使。
Not only his name is above the angels.
有一首诗歌说到我的良人。
And as the hymn says about the beloved,
他一举目，
and he, when he, as he lifts up his eyes,
众天使皆下拜，
and then all angels will bow.
天使没有人敢正面看主。
And because no angels dare to look at the Lord's face,
神把超乎万民之上的名赐给了耶稣。
And God has given Jesus the name that is above all names.
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的， 无不因耶稣屈膝，口称耶稣为主。
And so all that is in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth, then no one will, everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
是荣耀归给父神。
And to give glory to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，主的名太伟大了。
And the Lord's name is so great.
今天我们只是不认识就是了。
And today we do not know how great it is.
所以我们常常用得很随便，善用主的名。
And so often we just use the name casually.
使徒行传19章告诉我们祭司长的7个儿子善用主耶稣的名。
And Acts 19 talks about the seven sons of the priest. They use the Lord's name in vain.
他们被带到鬼附的人面前。
And they were brought before someone who was demon possessed.
我奉保罗所传的耶稣叫你出来。
And he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Paul preached and then come out.
那个鬼说， 耶稣是谁我知道， 保罗我也认识， 你是谁？
And the demon says, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you?
鬼就跳到他们身上去了。
And then the demons jumped on them.
弟兄姊妹，鬼都是祸的啦。
And then even demons know the real thing.
有的人奉主的名，根本不在乎。
And some people use the name of the Lord, they didn't care.
而当有人信用主名的时候,
but others using the name of the Lord.
彼得跟约翰在门口看着那个瘸腿的人,
and like Peter and John, they look at the lame person.
他说你们看着我,
and then they say, look into my eyes.
金和银我都没有,
and silver and gold I do not have.
但是我奉着拉撒勒人耶稣的名, 叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus the Nazarene, rise and walk.
那个人就起来站着跳着跟随着他们。
And then the person will leap up and follow them in joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们真是不要小看我们手中得到的名。
And brothers and sisters, let us not lightly upon the name we have already received.
所以以前我生病的时候, 我请一个年长的姊妹为我祷告。
And when I was sick, and I asked a elderly sister to pray for me a long time ago.
好的, 告诉我, 你的病名叫什么?
And she said, tell me what is the name of your sickness.
我说重要吗? 我就是长个瘤啊。
And I said, is that important? I have a tumor.
No, 告诉我, 他的名字叫什么?
And she said, no, tell me what is the name of your sickness.
所有有名字的,
everything that has a name.
没有一个名字不在耶稣的名字面前要屈膝的。
And there is no one name that will not bow before the name of Jesus.
这个名是超乎万名之上的名。
And because this name is above every name.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
求神帮助我们,
and may the Lord help us,
我们不随便擅称主的名,
that we will not use the name of the Lord Jesus
in vain,
and we want to know His authority,
我们不随便浪费用这个名,
and we will not casually and squander this name.
有一个牧师的女儿, 她在他们高中学校毕业的时候,
and there's a pastor's daughter when she was graduating high school.
在毕业典礼上, 校长请她做结束祷告,
and in the graduation, the principal asked her to and in prayer for the graduation ceremony.
请那个犹太人做开头的祷告。
And the principal asked a Jewish person to start a prayer for the ceremony.
那个校长就跟这个牧师的女儿讲,
and then the principal asked the pastor's daughter,
他说为了我们不 offense, 不得罪其他信仰的人,
and in order for us not to offend other faith,
可不可以请你在你祷告的里面不要奉主耶稣的名?
Can I ask you not to use the name of Jesus in your prayer?
牧师的女儿看着校长,
and the pastor's daughter looked at the principal.
她说校长,
and she said, principal,
我可以答应,
I can promise you,
但是有一个条件,
but then there is a request.
我结尾, 我不讲耶稣的名,
and I will not end in Jesus' name.
但是我请求那位犹太人在开头的时候奉主耶稣的名,
but then I will ask that the Jewish person will begin the meeting in the name of the Lord,
免得他,
Jesus.
免得他 offense 的信耶稣的人,
and lest he offend everyone who believed in Jesus.
那个校长让他奉主的名祷告,
and then the principal allowed her to end the prayer in Jesus' name.
弟兄姊妹在启示录14章让我们看见羔羊站在锡安上, 144,000个得胜者跟他站在一起。
And in Revelation chapter 14, we see the Lamb of the Lord standing on top of Mount Zion, the 144,000
saints.
And in each of their foreheads, they have the name of the Lord on them.
In Revelation
22, as it ends,
在新天新地里面,
that in new heavens and earth, all the servants of God serve the Lord.
主的名和父的名都写在他们的额头上。
The name of the Lord and the name of the Father were marked on their and everyone's forehead.
不仅仅他们是一个印记, 他们是特特属神的人。
We talk about not only these as marks, but they belong to the Lord.
他们这一生都高举主名的人。
Talks about also these people exalted the Lord in their lives.
因着这个名, 他们得救了。
And because by these names they were all saved.
他们可以有资格来到神的面前。
And they were qualified to come before God.
他们可以有资格来仰望神施恩的帮助。
And they could come and ask the Lord for help.
因着这个名解决了同在的问题。
And by this name they know the Lord's presence were with them.
我们随时可以跟神同在, 在他的面前来祈求。
And likewise for us, we can ask the Lord in His presence anytime, anywhere.
也因着这个名,
and also in this name,
解决了权柄的问题,
and it solved for us the prayer of authority.
让我们奉着这个名在地上所捆绑的, 神在天上就为我们捆绑。
And so that in this name, whatever we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven.
我们在地上所释放的, 他就要在天上
And what we release on earth, and He will release for us in heaven.
我们唱短诗20首, 大本的诗歌 170首.
Let us sing short hymn 20, large hymn 170.
预备来。
唱的稍微轻快一点。如果你愿意唱英文，英文写得非常的好。如果你喜欢唱中文，也是很好的。让我们再唱一遍的时候，我们轻快的来唱。让我们这一生，让耶稣羔羊的名印在我们的额头上。
全能的神面前，Come
before this Almighty God，
来到这位爱我们的主面前。To
come to Him who loves us，
把我们一切的软弱和需要来告诉他。To
tell Him all our needs and all our weakness，
如果我们有什么软弱和罪恶缠绕我们。If
we still have anything that entangles us，
主的救恩宝血永远有功效。And
the Lord's blood and salvation is always effective，
他来不是为了要定我们的罪，来叫我们因他得救。
Comes not to condemn, but by His name we can be saved. And do you have difficulties in your life? And may we come to use His mighty name and to ask Him,
我们是否对我们的未来充满了未知和恐惧？
And do we have many unknowns about our future and fears?
我们借着祷告把它信托在恩主的手中。
Do prayers, let us entrust them all to the Lord.
今天是我蒙召整整10年。
And today is the completed the 10 years of my receiving the Lord's calling.
我不知道我前面还有没有10年。
And I do not know if I have 10 more years for the Lord.
但是我却愿意把我的未来的日子交在他的手中。
But I'm willing to commit my future into His hand.
我需要他。
I need Him.
我也需要你们。
And I also need all of you.
离了神, 我们什么都不能做。
And because apart from God, we can do nothing.
让我们在爱中彼此代求。
And let us pray for one another in love.
我们顺着圣灵的感动，我们一起为着神家，为着我们自己来祷告。
And according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, let us pray for God's house and pray for our own home and ourselves.